Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by United Health Group.
I'm Jake Sherman. The immigration debate continues to rage in the House. A large number of Democrats have signed on to the discharge petition to force immigration votes on the House floor. Right now, they are 22 lawmakers short of the 218 needed. Speaker Paul Ryan is continuing to push Republicans to instead settle on a series of Republican-leaning immigration votes in June. If the discharge petition reaches 218, Ryan would need those Republicans to essentially abandon the petition by voting to turn it off.
The Weekly Standard is out with a piece looking at the ongoing discussion about pushing Paul Ryan out as Speaker to coronate Kevin McCarthy. Here is why we are skeptical it will happen. Last week, we saw Ohio Representative Jim Jordan and the House Freedom Caucus tank a farm bill that the entire leadership was pushing. In order for McCarthy to win the speakership, he would need to get the vote of all but 17 House Republicans. Is it possible? Yes. Is it tough? Certainly. And does it seem like the Freedom Caucus is ready to tap McCarthy as Speaker right now?
Big money alert this morning. The Senate Leadership Fund got $250,000 from James Davis, the owner of New Balance. The NRCC got $45,000 from Boeing's PAC, and Ron Lauder gave $35,000. Senate Majority PAC got $2 million from Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane, and the DNC got $33,900 from former Obama aide Jeff Zients. Our colleague Chris Catalago has an interesting nugget this morning on how Trump is welcoming hundreds of local officials to the White House with an eye toward 2020 and building loyalists across the country.
Here's a few big picture stories driving the day. The New York Times is reporting that Trump is increasingly concerned about the upcoming summit with North Korea and whether it could turn into a political embarrassment. The Washington Post is up with a story on how the Justice Department is now calling for an inquiry into whether the FBI infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign after the president demanded it on Twitter. And the New York Times also has a piece up with Rudy Giuliani predicting that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's probe will wrap up by September 1st.
Maggie Severns and Elena Schneider have a piece up looking at how a network of Dems are trying to elect black candidates for governor and Congress in 2018. And David Siders is up with a story about how women are leading the resistance into 2020, while Isaac Dover has a deep dive into looking at how Bernie Sanders' army of supporters is in disarray. In the administration, the Washington Post has a story about how EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has hit bumps in his rollback campaign.
In the juice, we've got Brendan Dunn, a longtime Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell aide and Senate Judiciary and Finance Committee panel alum, joining Akin Gump as a partner. And the AP is reporting that Hillary Clinton will receive the prestigious Radcliffe Medal at Harvard Friday. And here's what's on tap for President Trump today. The president will head to the CIA this morning and participate in the swearing-in ceremony of incoming CIA Director Gina Haspel. In the afternoon, Trump will participate in a signing ceremony of a joint resolution that repeals CFPB financing guidelines for auto loans. He will also host NASCAR Cup Series champion and his team at the White House. And in the evening, the president is having dinner with governors to discuss border security and safe communities. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.